This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Randy Mitchell. Episode number 2022 is here. Our topic today is Apple Exposed.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors. So please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
Apple Exposed. In today's episode of Apple Exposed, we delve into the world of one of the most iconic technology companies in the world, Apple Inc. This multinational corporation has revolutionized the way we communicate, work, and entertain ourselves. From iPhones to MacBooks, Apple has created a cult-like following with its sleek designs and cutting-edge technology. But as with any empire, there is always a darker side hiding beneath the surface. In this podcast, we expose some of the controversies and criticisms surrounding Apple, shedding light on their practices that aren't as perfect as they seem. Let's start with the issue of labor practices. Apple has faced heavy criticism for its exploitation of workers in its supply chain. Reports of labor abuses, low wages, and poor working conditions have plagued the company for years, particularly in countries like China where many of its products are manufactured. Despite their claims of conducting audits and enforcing labor standards, allegations of sweatshop-like conditions persist, raising questions about Apple's commitment to ethical practices. Another area of concern is the company's approach to tax avoidance. Apple has been accused of utilizing complex tax structures and loopholes to minimize its tax liability. By incorporating subsidiaries in favorable tax jurisdictions and negotiating deals with governments, Apple has managed to slash its tax payments, resulting in billions of dollars in unpaid taxes. This has caused outrage among taxpayers and governments alike, as the burden of funding public services falls on ordinary citizens while multinational corporations like Apple dodge their fair share of tax obligations.
Furthermore, Apple's App Store has drawn criticism for its alleged anti-competitive behavior. Developers worldwide have accused the company of unfair practices, including high commission fees, strict control over its platform, and arbitrary enforcement of guidelines. Some argue that Apple's dominance in the app market stifles competition and limits innovation, ultimately diminishing the consumer experience. Antitrust investigations regarding the App Store's practices are ongoing, raising questions about Apple's position as both a marketplace and a participant.
Privacy concerns have also haunted Apple's reputation. While the company markets itself as a champion of user privacy, there have been controversies surrounding its collection and use of personal data. Although Apple emphasizes its commitment to encryption and protection of user information, reports have surfaced suggesting that the company has made data-sharing agreements with various governments and third-party companies. These revelations have raised doubts about the extent to which Apple truly prioritizes protecting user privacy, leaving many customers skeptical of its claims.
Finally, environmental activists have accused Apple of not doing enough to reduce its carbon footprint and address the environmental impact of its products. Despite recent efforts to move towards renewable energy and recycle old devices, Apple still faces criticism for its manufacturing processes, the use of harmful chemicals, and the short lifespan of its products. The company's push for constant upgrades and the lack of easy repairability have also contributed to electronic waste concerns, further calling into question Apple's commitment to sustainability.
While Apple has undoubtedly brought numerous technological advancements to the world, it is crucial to examine the other side of the coin. In this episode of Apple Exposed, we have explored labor practices, tax avoidance, alleged anti-competitive behavior, privacy concerns, and environmental issues, highlighting the controversies that have tarnished Apple's image. As consumers, it is essential to be aware of the ethical implications behind the products we buy and the actions of the companies we support. Only by holding corporations accountable and demanding change can technology truly progress in a responsible and sustainable manner.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Randy, and this was episode 2022 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.